taking an insult way too far. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
I've been accused of taking an insult too far, but wow, all I can say is that I could take a lesson from some of the things I'm seeing.
Chuck, sometimes people can get really worked up, I guess is a good way of putting it, when they feel that they're being ridiculed or personally attacked or having something that they deeply believe in held up to scorn and derision. And so it's not necessarily surprising what the latest reports that are coming out of the Middle East that Sheikh Abdul Aziz Al-Sheikh, who is the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, and that is, for those of you who understand Islam, he is a Sunni Muslim, and not a Shiite, but he's a Sunni Muslim, and he has now come out with a statement demanding that there be a global ban on any insult to Islam. Yeah, that's right. You heard me, ladies and gentlemen. The chief cleric, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, his skin has gotten so thin that he's now out demanding that the world ban insults to Islam. Now, Chuck, honestly, this one, people in the private would say, well, I wouldn't like my religion, etc. But the problem is, we have to define what the Muslims mean by an insult to Islam.
Right.
Because the proof's in the pudding. And I think an interesting hint of what the underlying meaning of this is in an action that Sheikh Al-Sheikh had made a few months ago when he basically declared that all churches, now remember, Muslims worship in mosques, not in churches, so non-Muslims worship in churches, that all churches in the entire Arabian Peninsula should be destroyed. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the same man who a few months ago was basically saying that all churches should be eliminated. And I don't mean eliminated as in they got their charters pulled and they were told you can't meet here anymore. He means actually going in and physically tearing down the churches. Because, quote, there are not to be two religions in the Arabian Peninsula. Chuck, I'm sorry, but would that not be an insult to you or me as Protestants to have a Muslim come in and say your church is going to be torn down?
Well, one would think they're not just talking about not allowing them to have services. They're talking about destroying the church.
Yes.
The sanctuary of God. And it's all based on a hadith. It's a saying or tradition of Muhammad. It's not actually part of the Quran. The religious law of Islam consists of the Quran and the Hadith, supposedly quoted as declaring on his deathbed that there are not to be two religions in the Arabian Peninsula. Well, that is the law of their religion, and it shows why what we've been saying for the last week, that Islam and Christianity are two incompatible beliefs, and also why Islam is incompatible with Judaism, is that this exclusivity to the point of using violence. Christians have an exclusivity claim, as do Jews, but the fact is that Christians do not view this in the same way that Islam does, insofar as we think God does not, by force, convert people and force them to follow him. And therefore, religious freedom, freedom to follow your God in the way you see fit up to within a certain boundary. In other words, Barry, I think you would find some Christians willing to allow, for instance, maybe the Aztecs to continue to do human sacrifice at the top of a pyramid.
We're going
to
be religiously tolerant, yes.
Yes, and most Christians would not allow that. Of course, I recently heard John Lofton, several years ago, 2-3 years ago, interviewed someone who claimed to be an Aztec, who basically said the stories of human sacrifice and cannibalism in the Aztec culture were, of course, creations of the conquistadors, which is absolute nonsense. You can still see the bloodstain when you go into the jungle, where you can see these pyramids that were built. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people were sacrificed and their blood allowed to run down the steps to consecrate it. That being said, Christians would certainly ban that. Human sacrifice is out. Most forms of animal sacrifice are out, although it gets done all the time and nobody really does anything about it. Certain religions like Santeria and some of these syncretized religions, it's looked the other way while that goes on. But sometimes animal cruelty laws are enforced in those cases, and that's not allowed to continue. But in this case, in Islam, they would not do that. They would burn our church down, and in many cases, with us inside, if possible.
Chuck, I can hear it right now. There are going to be some people going, well, now, wait a minute. We heard the news reports on this, and he said that he wanted a ban on insults for all prophets and messengers, which would include Jesus, because the Muslims, they recognize Jesus, don't they?
They recognize someone by that name. They call him Isa. They do recognize a prophet by the name, but they say squarely that he is not the Son of God, that he was prophet, and that his prophecies pointed to the coming of a greater prophet, Muhammad. And in order to do that, basically, they ignore the Christian Bible and, of course, only take the sayings of Isa as they appear in the Quran. Although, you know, come to think of it, I have heard Dr. James White talking. If you listen to his podcast on aomen.org, he engages with Muslims a lot, and Muslims are now attempting to find pointers to Muhammad in the Christian Bible. They are laying claim to certain passages in Isaiah, and now they're going into certain passages in the New Testament and attempting to lay claim to them, claiming that they point to Muhammad. James White has been very clear in pointing out that they really just don't fit, and that they, of course, places in Isaiah and the other places in the Old Testament also don't fit. They fit far more clearly with the Messiah Jesus, the one true God, than they do with Allah's prophet Muhammad. So this idea that Muslims somehow have Jesus in their religion, it is a Jesus. It's sort of like many other false faith. They have a Jesus, they just don't have the Jesus.
And if you don't have the Jesus, you don't have Jesus at all.
That's exactly right.
Well, I think there's a lot more to this, because according to news reports, and this is coming from an article by Patrick Gooden now on CNSnews.com, that Sheikh Al-Sheikh, the Mufti, has said specifically that this call for a global ban on insults to Islam were because of the video that was put out, supposedly, that was attacking the Prophet Muhammad. Now, you and I have both taken a look at this purported movie, which is online on YouTube. I know we're not going to be putting a link to this movie, folks. Honestly, you'd be charging us with cruel and unusual punishment if we had you watch this absolutely lame, horribly cheesy, amateur doesn't even begin to describe how unprofessional this quote-unquote movie about Muhammad was. From the acting to the costumes to the backdrops to the, shall we say, historical inaccuracies, Chuck. This really, Charles, for a Muslim to take offense at this shows that Muslims really don't have a sense of humor about anything.
Well, let's face it, there are some Christians who don't have a sense of humor, and there are certain places that I will not allow people to go in my presence.
Okay, I can tell you that. You know, The Last Temptation of Christ and other movies were offensive. The movie Dogma was offensive, and no, folks, we're not suggesting you go out and watch these, whether they're offensive or not. But the point is that you didn't see Christians rising up, staging protests, firing off rockets and semi-automatic weapons, and taking and I forget who did The Last Temptation of Christ, what nationality, but taking that nationality's ambassador to the U.S. out and brutalizing them and then killing them because they didn't like what the movie said about their faith. But that supposedly was the genesis for these demonstrations that happened outside the U.S. embassy, which led to the deaths of the U.S. ambassador and three other embassy workers, which we're finding more, and we reported this on our Saturday program, but now we're starting to find out more from many other reports that maybe these weren't demonstrations, but a well-coordinated, multi-pronged attack focusing on this U.S. embassy.
Well, look, it's becoming clear from reports from embassy personnel that this was a coordinated attack. It had nothing to do with demonstrations, according to some reports I'm reading that are trickling out. And remember that a lot of these things trickle out when they're not supposed to. Personnel are ordered to keep quiet about these things because there's a certain meme that the administration wants to present. But from a couple of reports that have trickled out, and they may or may not be true, nothing was going on the night that this mess happened in Benghazi, and just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, people came out of five or six different directions and started heaving rocket-propelled grenades into the embassy compound. Well, folks, you don't bring rocket-propelled grenades to a protest. This was a coordinated attack by paramilitary. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what it was. And the fact is, Barry, I looked up Last Temptation of Christ just for the heck of it, and it was directed by exactly who I thought it was. It was Martin Scorsese. No one went to Mr. Scorsese's home and burned it down. He may have gotten it threat or two, but generally those come from cranks who are powerless to do anything and who really don't understand that God has the final say in the judgment of these individuals. Protesting is one thing, but calling for the film to be censored and not shown is entirely something else. And while I'm sure that did happen, the majority of Christians did not go out there and say, "Don't go see this movie." They said, "It's probably garbage," which I saw part of it, and it was garbage. But make your own judgment. If you must put money in these people's pockets, go do it. But Christians, you probably should want to think twice about that and stay home. That's the way it was basically handled. It wasn't, "Don't go see this movie or you take the chance of being burned alive in the theater." They showed this Islam movie in a theater. Oh my gosh, it would be... Why anybody would pay money to see this thing is beyond me. But there would very likely, especially if you showed it in an area like Detroit, it would probably be firebombed.
There's a good likelihood, yes.
And as far as I know, no theaters were firebombed over Last Temptation of Christ or name a filthy movie and no Christians chucked bombs into theaters. And yet we have already seen that using a movie as an excuse. By the way, this movie has been on YouTube since July.
Yeah, so it wasn't just recently that this popped up and created a firestorm of protests.
So this meme about how we've got to get this movie off YouTube and the government using its authority to harass the man who made it, who, by the way, very mysteriously, Barry, and you brought this up to me, and I'd read the same thing as well, and I got to give you, this is what it seems to be. The man who made it, who is operating under an alias of Sam Basile, is really a convicted internet felon who's convicted of fraudulent money raising, who has given over $1 million to the Obama campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This is starting to look like some kind of a false flag operation. Pardon me for seeming paranoid, but a guy that gives $1 million to Obama, and now this movie of his is being used to murder American ambassadors. And let's be clear about this. This guy who was murdered is a friend of the Obama administration. You don't get ambassador posts without being very friendly to the administration that has sent you there.
That's right.
Let's be clear. These are crony positions.
Yes, that's right.
Now, generally, backwaters like Libya don't get first-rate career diplomats because they're not necessary. This is a place where you get somebody who has a passing knowledge of the culture and has given gobboons of money to the campaign or has been friendly to the campaign in some way. And it's not as good as, for instance, I've always wanted to come up with a lot of money so I could be appointed ambassador to send me off to... The problem is that I've never worked that hard for a major party, so it can't happen. But in this case, this poor man who was murdered and now it looks like was probably sexually molested. I don't know if you've heard that or not. That's in the mix by this crowd of Islamic radicals. His family now suffers because he's dead. Was clearly a friend to the campaign. So we've got all kinds of shifting ground around, and it's basically pointing to the incompetence of the Obama administration in foreign affairs. They don't really understand, and Hillary continues to confirm what we said last Saturday. And that is, she has a severe worldview blindness around this issue.
Yes.
Because she does not grasp that this is not about democracy. It's about a clash between a Christian worldview and a Muslim worldview. And she can't grasp that because she's got an entirely different worldview that poo-poos that either one of those has any influence at all on worldview.
But on the other hand, it does give the president an opportunity, which he took over the weekend, to make a public statement about how we, I guess he's talking about his administration, stand up for the religious freedom of everybody, including Islam. Well, it's interesting, Chuck, because again, here's the situation. I'm starting to see how this meme's being developed, is that we're looking at a situation where the president is going to come out as a big champion for religious liberties, and then we'll use the United States and their pulpits, their influence in the United Nations to basically give Sheikh al-Sheikh everything he wants, which is a global ban on insults to Islam. Which means that when Muslims push into a secular or a country that has a cultural faith basis other than Islam, for anybody to stand up opposed to it, they could be thrown into jail by United Nations troops.
And this from the same president who used his power and authority to harass the maker of the film using federal probationary authorities.
Yes, exactly. So in other words, setting up the example of what can happen to you if you oppose Islam.
Yep, and with that, we're out of time.
And I hope, I hope we're not out of time here in about 50 days.
No, hopefully not. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.